Kevin R. Novak deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. On R.C. Sproul's website is an article by Jonathan Lehman called How the State Serves Salvation. It is helpful, and in all my years studying civil law, I can say it is truly a rarity when someone properly identifies how the civil government is supposed to facilitate the gospel. He writes about how there are two basic kinds of civil government that show up in the Bible, those that shelter God's people and those that destroy them. Finally, he writes, quote, "Christians should be concerned about those in European civil governments who want to classify belief in God as a mental illness, or to criminalize proselytizing Muslims, or to ban homeschooling because it allows children to be indoctrinated. Christians in America, too, should take incursions against religious liberty seriously," end quote. The one thing not mentioned in the article is how to deal with other Christians who think involvement with civil government is improper. Indeed, people like me are often chastised for trying to force Christianity on people. Oftentimes, what happens is Christians sit on the political sidelines, allowing humanists to take control of the civil government and hinder the very thing we are supposed to be for, and that is advancing the gospel. I did a DTC brief recently about how the New Testament's theme, of course, is Jesus fulfilling the Mosaic Law. Thus, the message we are supposed to spread now is that Jesus is the promised Messiah. Along with that, Jesus, who is now in charge of all the earth, is to be obeyed in every area of life. The point is that if the New Testament is about the gospel, it follows that Romans 13 is about the gospel. Thus, the civil government's job is to advance the gospel. That is done by executing justice on those who interfere with us advancing the gospel. The civil government school system interferes with us advancing the gospel. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.